morning, everyone. I'd like to call this special city council meeting on Monday, June 12, 2017, to order at 11:00 a.m. If you would all please rise and for our pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. I need a motion to approve our agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'll make note that the council members present, we have a quorum. Council members present are Councilman Mark Snyder, Councilman Angel Garza, Councilwoman Gina Doro, Councilman Larry McCourty, and Councilman Corey Everett. So we've approved our agenda, and 3.01 is to the continued public hearing on the Sageville Development Agreement. There has been a considerable amount of back and forth since our council meeting a week ago, and we are in the process of developing that agreement. It appears that we are very close to most everything within that agreement. And so the urgency to get this done before the, to agree, to approve this developer's agreement and inspection fee agreement was changed by circumstances beyond the city's control when the hearings examiner delayed the hearing exam until a week from today. So what we are going to do to the rest of this afternoon, staff and myself, are going to continue to work out the rest of the details on this developer's agreement and the inspection fee agreement and the accompanying attachments, and then present to the council tonight on this public hearing of the Sagestone Development Agreement. So we won't be approving that agreement in this meeting today, but we will be, this will be when we continue the, what I'm looking for is a motion to continue the public hearing until tonight, and then at that time, the outstanding agreement will be continued, or that public hearing will be continued, and then this agreement will be either approved or denied or sent back for more review. So before we go into any more, is there any questions you have of me, of Wade, or of Kurt, our engineer?
What's the biggest thing holding us up? Days?
No. No, we agreed on days. Right now, we're just down to the fees. There's a portion of the agreement included the irrigation water, and that was going to originally be a part of the agreement. Now it appears that that's not going to be a part of the agreement, so that changes some of the numbers. And so we're going to go back and forth until we figure out what the rest of those numbers are for the sewer and the stormwater. So we're very close. It's been a long, drawn-out process. I spent all Friday afternoon working with the developer and his staff. And Kelly is in litigation all day today, and so Roger Reed, the other attorney, has been brought up to speed. He's working with us. Michelle and Del Green are working feverishly as well to try and come to some kind of an agreement. And so I hope to present tonight to the council some kind of agreement on this so that we can see this project finished.
Okay. Well, I kind of held back on my last meeting quite a bit. So being I'm a builder, so how much of my input as a councilman also can I put into what's going to be agreed this afternoon through you guys and be presented to us?
Well, in your capacity as a councilman, you can make whatever comments you like, even with the knowledge you have as a developer, as long as you're representing the interest of the city. Anything that you're representing yourself and your own development, you're going to have to recuse yourself. Okay?
Well, on the inspection fee, it is on my development, because it's going to go from Olson's to my development. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand that. I suppose that what, do you have some guidance there, Wade?
I did hear everything you said, Angel, but you said something about the inspection fee, and then what was the other part?
Well, at our last meeting, I kind of held back quite a bit, being I'm a developer, and also I sit here on the council. So how much can I say what I'm trying to say? So council, our mayor says, as long as it's not, you know, my, right, it's not going to conflict as a councilman, you know.
Correct.
Whatever I'm going to do with my development, but it does, because I'm a developer. So whatever happens with Olson is going to happen with me.
Ooh.
So he asked me whether he should abstain.
I know, I'm thinking.
Well, I don't want to abstain, because I have a lot of knowledge and information that's, I think, we sit here as a good group, that we're very diverse. And my knowledge, I think, is for the best interest of the city as well. Pro-growth, you know, talking pro-growth for the city.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're gonna talk in terms of your own particular development, you're gonna
I'm not gonna talk in my development, but everything that's gonna
I'm
take...
I'm giving you the guideline. I'm gonna give you the guideline.
Okay.
If you're gonna talk in specific terms with regard to your development, you're gonna have to recuse yourself. If you're talking in general fees that the city levies, you have opinions about those fees, that's something that probably will, certainly the mayor's going to allow leeway, but when we have counsel here, legal counsel, if they'll be here this afternoon at 5 o'clock, and they can give you further direction. Don't you think that's the best thing?
I
set any ground rules of that, because I think that there are things that, as a councilman, that you bring to the table that would be in the best interest of the council, of the city residents, with your personal knowledge. And I don't think that there's any conflict with regard to that. But with regard to the other part of this is your one vote, right? The council still needs to agree.
Exactly.
So there is some leeway for you to discuss fees. Okay? So where that line is, let's let the lawyer decide that.
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that this whole agreement is a test agreement, okay? It's not in stone. And if it doesn't work, then the city's going to abandon that for any future projects.
Yeah. Now that
if we find that the cost are way more than what we thought they're going to be, we're going to have to go back to doing what we used to do. So this is a test run. And so, you know, with that in mind, so if it works out, on the other hand, then we're going to use it as a template and for a future development. Everything will be in stone. It'll be a template. You know, okay, we're going to do this. 2.5% may change to 0.75% or 2% or whatever. You know, it may go up or down. So that may or may not be in stone either, if we see how much this is. So knowing that, let's talk to the lawyer.
Yeah, now you brought up a point. Normally staff is involved in all of these deliberations and negotiations primarily with a developer. And until this last week, I really was not that involved in everything going on. I just know that it's been going on for some time. And getting into the meat of this developer agreement, this is not your garden variety developer's agreement, because what I'm seeing has happened is that Travis, when he was our community development director, he saw what Olson was doing. He saw what was in far down the road as to what was the best interest of the community and what was the shortest route to get there. And so the shortest route to get there was to get a water and sewer line, storm drain, from 7th Avenue all the way to 14th Avenue. Because we had made promises to Columbia Basin Health a year ago that we would have it there by the time they were ready to open. And so it was very forward-thinking. The installation of that infrastructure between 7th and 14th and going under 14th then opens up the entire Highway 26 and all that property behind Wahidas and the new Columbia Basin Health building to water and sewer and stormwater, and virtually opens it up for development. So then, in order to make all of that work and come together, you had to go to two separate property owners who are on either side of the Olson development to get that 7th to 14th Avenue infrastructure put in. Travis got about 80% of that completed, maybe 90, and he secured the right-of-way and the permission for those property owners to allow us to install that infrastructure across their property. The developer agreed to pay to the hookup from 7th Avenue up to his development, and then the city has agreed to pay from the end of the developer's property up to 14th Avenue across the other property owner. So when you start adding in all these pieces, this is not your normal developer's agreement. Normally a developer's agreement is just for his property and that's it. And there's a...
You're talking about the Garza piece?
Yes.
Well, I think Olson's paying for that. City's not paying for it.
That's why I said. Yeah, he's paying for that. And then we're paying from across the Michaels property in order to hook up to Columbia Basin Health. So when you begin to see the complexity of all that, you are working with our engineering firm, the developer's engineering firm, their legal team, our legal team. This thing got really complex. And so after sitting in on a meeting with them, the developers on Friday, and their representatives, with having the city's staff, we were able to go through where the areas of disagreement were. And I believe that we've got about probably 98%, I mean, virtually with regard to two of the agreements, yes, there's still an attachment with regard to fees that we're trying to figure out. But it took some compromise on our part, it took some compromise on their part. We had to be able to make it work for the developer. The developer had to make sure that his contractor could get the job done. And so now that those issues are resolved, I think we're going to have something to present for you tonight. So is there any questions? If you got time to think about them, bring them tonight to tonight's meeting. And having no further business, I'll continue this public hearing to tonight at our 6:30 meeting. I believe I will. So I will. Do I need a motion?
We did that
at
the last meeting.
Okay, so I'll ask for a second motion, Mark.
I'll make the motion
to continue.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion made and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.
So stay tuned.